Alright, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our podcast proper for Sunday, May, Anime 5th, right? Anime 5th?
Anime 5th, that's
Anime
right.
5th.
Why not?
Yes. And, yeah, this is the beginning of anime. We've kicked the dust of April off of our shoes, or our knuckles. Did we knuckle dust it?
If it's April, why not?
Yeah, we knuckle dusted it.
The ground, what we yes. mean.
So, this is where we're going to be doing anime in May.
Yeah, we normally do a movie to start off with, but yes. There's a little time constrained today. So, instead, we're going to kind of do a listicle episode.
Yes.
But last year in,
March, wasn't it? Or
no, I think it was Anna April. Then we realized anime yeah. was just sitting right there.
Yeah, it's silly of us. Yeah. So,
but
yeah.
We did, Finn and I did our top 10, top 11 animes.
I remember that.
Yes.
But, and so this will be something like that, except that since we're going to do anime, we realize that Patrick has not watched a lot of anime.
That's true.
So we're going to kind of go through the list of the best anime and see what foundationally should we get Patrick to watch.
Yes. Sure. I'm really looking forward to this.
No doubt.
I shouldn't say that, because I'm actually looking forward to not having to do any sort of prep or really take part in the conversation at all.
Well,
so,
we'll see. Most likely through the month, I'll just have you watch a couple of episodes of whatever animes we settle on. And we obviously aren't going to get you to watch all 11 that we settle on, but of them...
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about creating, like, co-creating a list of 11, or you have 11 and he's got 11?
We're going to... since it's our podcast, I'll be the final arbiter, but,
okay.
You know, I'm gonna take his choices into consideration.
I've brought a list of suggestions to the tape.
There you go.
Yes. So what are you... Oh, before we get into that, what are we drinking? What do you got over there, Andy?
I'm going to get to the broth here in a second.
Broth?
The broth?
Chicken broth, yep.
Post-coffee. Yes.
That sounds like a pleasant combo.
Yes.
Well.
Finn, what do you got?
Shock top and water.
All right. I've got a question. Should I go with the bottle or the can?
Bottle.
Bottle?
Sure. Bottle sounds good.
Bottle.
Is it another Basil Seed drink?
It is not.
It's a milk drink.
A coconut milk drink. Original flavor.
So it's going to taste like coconut? Can I take it?
That's the theory.
The only other options they had at that store were banana flavor.
Yeah.
And... Pineapple flavor.
Mm. But still coconut milk.
Neither of those sound appealing to me. I wouldn't have minded like a vanilla flavor, but no.
So what's the texture of this going to be like, do you think?
It's milky. It's milky.
It's a little more watery than milk usually, but...
I would give you a taste, but it doesn't go well with beer.
I can imagine.
Likely.
Yeah. You know, we just watched Alien, and it does kind of look like the stuff that comes out of the out of Ash.
Out of the android, yeah. You're right.
That's a pleasant thought now.
And he did his fair share of drinking of milk in that movie, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he was drinking some milk.
No doubt. That's probably what he uses for...
the android
like
juice. How's the android juice taste?
Yeah, it tastes good. It is, like, coconutty.
Yeah.
Super coconutty.
Sweetened coconut milk.
Really. Yes. I can't wait to see how many calories this has. Holy shnikes. They don't even want you to read this.
Is it all in...
No. Look at the size of that. No. You've got, like, young person eyes. Like, look at the size of that.
Almost impossible to read.
Maybe if you were wearing your glasses, you would be having a better time.
But I don't wear glasses to read. Like, I can see perfectly at this level. I can,
total carbohydrates, I'm thinking that's a 23...
Can I
don't see the sugar.
Sugars are at the bottom normally.
Vitamin,
sometimes
calcium,
they're hoping
iron,
that Americans
calcium.
Will get tired of reading before they get there.
Like, they have to hope.
Total sugars is 19 grams.
Yeah, not so bad.
Does it have any additional sugars? I love the additional sugars.
Includes 16 grams of added sugars.
There you go. That's how they hide it, man.
Yeah.
So that's 34 sugars.
No, I think we decided that the total sugars included the additional sugars.
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah.
Well,
32% of your daily value of sugar.
That's why I'm having two of them. How many servings is this?
You don't want to skimp on that, that's for sure.
Does it say how many servings?
I didn't look.
Check to see how many servings are in that bottle, because sometimes they don't.
Serving size, 1/2 bottle.
See? There you go.
Two servings.
And I'm sucking it up.
So it's totally, it's like 38.
It pours like it's chunky.
Yeah, that was a little disconcerting.
It doesn't drink like it's chunky.
Well, the chunky stuff is probably all at the bottom, so you're going to be getting that now.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
So delicious.
All right, so listen, I have some parameters for this discussion.
Okay.
All right.
At no point should you assume that I'm actually going to watch these shows.
Right.
And if you're trying to convince me to watch the shows, you have to actually convince me.
No,
you can't just say, it's super cool. this is one of the first animes that were ever made, and you have to do that for your nerd card, or you're a feces nerd card nerd.
Well, I mean, we've already watched most of, probably about half of Cowboy Bebop, the original. So that's...
Yes.
That's a good mark on your nerd card now.
Yeah, that was going to be one of mine if you had not already started.
I'm super looking forward to finishing that.
My assumption is that he's watched One Punch Man and My Hero Academia.
Yeah,
so. We've also started on and we started on this and it fell off it immediately. But that was, I think, more due to like just getting busy. Full Metal Alchemist.
Sure. Yeah, I remember that. That's the one with the brother, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
A part of the, like, the
his
mech
soul
armor.
Gets fused to
yeah.
the armor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not mech.
And
either.
I remember
it's
you actually, you were actually interested in that one. You wanted to watch that one.
I can just... fake interest really well.
I don't think that's true.
I think it, you know.
You say that, and then you fall asleep halfway through anything that you're not interested in.
I have definitely done that. Yes.
Well, those are. Actually,
do I need to keep a list? Like, is this the thing?
I was going
to
do it.
Please do. Because I'm happy to keep the list, and I'll be over here typing, like, groceries and stuff. I don't remember what was on your list.
Well, you started Cowboy Bebop. And yeah. Once again, on a lot of these things, I don't know necessarily that I would insist that you watch them all the way through.
Well, I mean, Cowboy Bebop's worth watching all the way through.
It is, because it's only like 10 or 11 episodes.
I'd be interested to see how many of these things that come out of this list that I've actually seen.
That's what I would be interested to.
It's going to be like one.
I don't know. I know of at least one that is on your list that I've seen that surprised you that I'd seen it.
Which one was that?
Oh, we'll get to it. You'll see.
Well, that's the thing. I'm surprised that you've seen any of Cowboy Bebop. And Full Metal Alchemist, I did not know you'd watched any of that stuff.
Yeah,
and
Violet Evergarden and like all kinds of stuff.
Violet Evergarden, I think what prompted your interest in that was my breakdown.
No, because we were watching it before you had your breakdown.
No.
I never told you this story, but he was...
You told me.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Did? Oh,
you were in the car, and he was watching on his phone.
We were on a road
sudden,
trip.
All of weeping. I'm like, what's going on?
I had a complete breakdown watching that show, and that was only like halfway through the series
it's
as well.
It's a sad show.
I was committed because I had the we're on this like 11-hour drive.
Yeah.
I've got the entire series downloaded and both of the movies, and I'm breaking down halfway through the series.
Well, you didn't even get to the movie then. Wow.
Yeah. I would say that's basic.
I think maybe random. Yeah. I think it's random more than basic.
Bet. I'm going to see how many of these 64 terms I can put in here.
I feel my soul dying inside a little bit every time you say
that's
one of
what
words.
Adults do. This is what fathers do this for.
That's right. We're trying to. He's trying to find a connection with his children.
Yeah.
We've passed the positive influence phase. We're in the negative influence
phase.
That's
right. I got to keep you back. I got to hold you back.
Keep you down.
All right. So how do you want me to do this? Because I have both of the emails that Finn sent me. I can run through them really quickly.
Okay.
And tell you what were on his list.
All right.
And you can see whether there's anything on those that would be appropriate to put on a final list.
See how many of them are on the top 20 list.
All right. And you have a list of your top 20.
No, I just put a list of
Oh, I can guarantee almost none of them are going to be on that list.
Okay.
I don't know. One of them will. Fryren, colon,
okay.
Beyond Journey's End.
I've not seen any of that, but I know what that is.
Yeah. When I was reading these, mm-hmm. because he gave me the description as well, uh-huh. I was using your three words and out philosophy to see how far along in the description yeah. I got.
I'll take three more.
So whenever we're talking about movies, mm-hmm. we'll, like, whenever we have a description.
We'll do a deep dive. And he'll be listing movies that I've never heard of. He's never heard of.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, give me three words. And he'll read three words. And then I'll be like, okay, three more.
yeah.
And we'll keep going until I'm like, no. Okay, this sounds good.
And sometimes he says no, and I keep going anyway.
yeah, yeah. Because if it starts out, an alcoholic lawyer, I'm like, out. Done.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. A good guy lawyer.
That's an oxymoron. There's no way. It's not possible.
All right, so if you want, I can give you these things. Like, I can talk about the... I have the descriptions in front of me, if you want.
Well, I'm going to go kind of with... I'm not saying that these aren't great animes and ones that I might like to watch, too, but if I've not heard of it, at least not heard of it, then I don't think I would consider it to be essentially a foundational anime.
Yeah.
Because
lot of these are they're niche picks.
Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly. Well, but I'd be interested to see, you know.
Yeah, we'll keep going. The next one on the list, Trigun Stampede.
Yeah, Trigun Stampede. I know that one.
Is that going on the list?
I don't know. That one's.
You're just writing down the names.
Ones that are possibilities.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all I gotta say to that is big yikes.
yeah, because he hates westerns.
That's right.
I'm sure that's been a topic of discussion before.
Yeah, this does have western flavor to it.
How about next one? Mobile Suit Gundam.
Mobile Suit Gundam.
So we've watched a little bit of that.
I had you watch the prequel episode.
All right.
There's a million Mobile Suit Gundams.
The Witch from Mercury specifically.
That's one of the
recent
ones.
Yeah, that was the Witch from Mercury. Yes, I've got it right there.
Yep.
I got four words pissed. Mobile Suit Gundam.
Yeah.
What was that movie that we started watching? And I couldn't make
that was
tail
Mobile Suit Pat Labor.
I think Pat Labor. I don't know either. And I will say this: I'm not about like being like, oh, you have to watch Astro Boy, or you have to watch Speed Racer, or you have to watch Star Blazers. I mean, those were.
He wasn't interested in Star Blazers.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm trying
what I mean.
To
those were
that.
those were early days of anime. Okay. I'm thinking more about, like, the more modern era of anime. What's sort of foundational that it would be worth watching?
So
when people mention it and bring it up, you are like, yes, I know what that.
What
is.
I did with these lists that I sent him is I tried to work my way through like current anime,
mm-hmm.
recent, older, like early anime.
Right.
So like,
and he's sending me. By the way, he's sending me links to like
the website I watch all of my anime off,
which is probably sketchy as all hell. Like, you know,
an ad blocker solves all your problems.
I don't know if it does. I don't
know
if it does.
Well, and that's kind of the thing is I wouldn't. There are some animes that you should see some of. I would not make you watch all of One Piece or, you know, 1,100 episodes.
You'd never succeed in making him watch all of One Piece.
But what I would do is I would make you watch one of the One Piece movies. That way you see all the characters, you see the power set, the animation's better, and then you just have an idea how it all goes. Same thing with Naruto. I wouldn't make you watch all of Naruto, but I would personally pick out the best battle sequence episodes.
Can I wait until we get the Anne Rice's Naruto or Anne Rice's One Piece?
No, I don't think so. Why would you want to? Why would you want to corrupt your palate?
Mostly because I want to see the aneurysm that it causes for Annie.
Well, no, then you should see the good stuff, and then when we get Anne Rice's One Piece, then you'll understand the aneurysm.
Okay.
It was like my wife and the Wheel of Time TV show.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know why you're so bent out of shape. It's a perfectly good TV show. And then now she's reading the books, and she's like, oh, my God, I see what you mean. And I'm just like, yeah, you know.
Wow.
If you have no frame of reference, then it means nothing to you.
I've always found that it's not necessarily easy, but sometimes worthwhile to separate them mentally as different but superficially similar subjects.
Well,
when it comes to adaptions and books.
Let's not start this conversation.
It's certainly a possibility if it was, like, super good, but once again, I feel like there's already, I've told Pat this many times, there's already a strike against you if you're using the name of a thing that you've changed so radically that it doesn't deserve that name anymore.
Yeah. And I can buy that. I can do that.
Aunt Carrie shares that opinion when it comes to the Lord of the Rings movies. She absolutely despises those movies.
She's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. They're about as loyal to the subject matter as you can get. You
get to the extended versions. I mean, the only thing they're missing is Tom Bombadil.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I've only ever shared one conversation about it because
you've never read the books.
I tried reading the books.
You got to the first song and you were like, "I'm out."
No, I got to the description of Tom Bombadil. I got to the chapter long description of Tom.
Tom's the best part of that book.
He's a favorite cult sort of character. Yeah.
All right, so the next one on here, 8086. 86.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that?
I've seen episode of that. Those are
Juggernaut.
The people that are in the little spider.
The Spider Mechs.
Yeah.
Okay. The Galaxy Railways.
Yeah, Galaxy Railways. But that's once again.
That's classic. Not foundational stuff, but
it's not Speed Racer, but it was from that sort of era.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it says 2003.
Well, they did some updated stuff with it, but it's an older school thing.
Oh, here's more Mobile Suit Gundam on here.
Plus 2003 was 20 years ago, man.
21 now.
Yeah.
Why do you remind me of this stuff? The 8th MS Team from 1996, Mobile Suit Gundam.
Yeah. I think that was the one I actually liked. Was that in the jungle?
Yes, that was the Jungle Warfare one.
Yep.
I really hope that you make a list that is a bop.
Are you just scrolling through the list?
I'm doing them alphabetically.
Yeah. What is the bop? I don't know that one.
A bop is a song or an album entire album of any artist that's undeniably good.
Okay.
So
the whole album is good.
Yeah. It doesn't really.
I found myself using that term on occasion. Yeah. I will admit.
Yeah. That's a bop. I get it.
Yeah. Well, that's why you should watch all of Cowboy Bebop. It's a bop. Yeah. Every episode is good.
Literally
a bop. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that about Naruto or One Piece. There are episodes that are infinitely skippable in those, but so they are not a bop.
Would you say they're bougie?
No, they're not bougie either. They're not for people with
some of them are boppable.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Bougie.
So the next thing on here, Gunsmith Cats.
I don't know that one.
In the dangerous suburbs of Chicago, skilled bounty hunters Irene Rally Vincent and Minnie Mae Hopkins run Gunsmith Cats, a firearms store of questionable legality. One day, Bill Collins, an agent for the Chicago branch of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, blackmails Rally and Mae into working with him on a case. The stakes are high, but Rally's gunsmanship and May's knowledge of explosives are unmatched. As Rally and May unravel the secrets of the case, the two will need to use guns and grenades while being faster, stronger, and better than everyone else in order to stay alive.
I see.
It was a 3-episode OVA.
Okay.
And
all right, what's an OVA? You can't just say, like,
I don't know what it stands for, but it's usually like a limited series. A lot of times you'll have a series like the time I got reincarnated as a slime, and so they'll have a whole season, and then during the off period when they're doing the second season, you know, fans are clamoring for something, and they'll put out an OVA, which is just a couple of episodes, a little story arc.
It stands for Original Video Animation.
Okay.
And by the way, you have to be very specific when you're typing OVA.
Yeah.
Because there's female reproductive stuff that comes up as well.
And you're already on lists. Okay. So.
No, it's all right.
Yep.
I like lists. I like making lists. Oh, I do, Tibby. Oh, my God. Okay, come on over here. Hello.
This is great podcasting, but the dog has been brought up.
Now you need down. All right, so the next one.
Hugs.
Ranma 1/2.
Yes, Ranma 1/2.
That's the hot water, cold water. They're traveling through China, and they... It's a martial artist traveling through China fall into this, like, forbidden spring.
Okay.
And they get cursed. One of them is the sun. Whenever he falls in, whenever he makes contact with cold water, he turns into a girl. Whenever he turns hot water, he turns into a guy.
Gotcha.
The dad, the same thing, but he turns into a panda.
Okay.
Hmm.
I've not watched that one, but yes, I know that one.
I only started watching it when I recommended it to him. It was on my list of things to watch for a long time, and it's been pretty funny so far.
It's a comedy, so Yeah,
I like to laugh at things.
Yeah, you watch Chicken Nugget.
It's a lot of slapstick, which I think you'll enjoy.
Yeah. Do people get hit with rakes?
Not necessarily rakes.
Regularly. That's why he liked One Punch Man. It was all the comedy.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I liked One Punch Man because the guy was just a ridiculous jackass.
Yeah.
And the idea that all he had to do was sit in a hot room for a little while and do some squats made him, like, super powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so here's the last one on this first list that he put together.
Mm-hmm.
Akira.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've seen that one.
I didn't know that he had seen that.
No, I made him watch that one or two years in, I think.
Big fat baby man. Big old blobby baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, so, you've never seen it?
A lot of these things I was recommending because I was, they're like, I could watch this. I would mind watching this with
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can borrow my, I have two copies of it.
Of what?
Of Akira.
Why would I watch that again?
Because bonding time with your son?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
See?
Cats in the cradle and silver spoon.
Maybe that's not the song you want to be singing right now.
No, that's his joke.
The next one is Bleach.
Hmm. Yeah, Bleach is absolutely a foundational one that you should watch some of.
Yeah, that was it.
Mm. I mean, it gets sort of out of hand as it stretches onwards, but
yeah,
like the first couple seasons are great.
Yeah, yeah.
I would read the description of this, but there's a lot of Japanese names in here that I would absolutely butcher.
Bleach?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm game to hear you butchering Japanese names.
Ichigo. Is it Kurosawa? No.
Ichigo Kurosaki.
Kurosaki.
Yes.
He
becomes a soul reaper.
Yeah.
And Rukia.
Rukia Kuchiki. And then
that's
they've
not
got,
how they pronounce it.
Kuchiki? Kuchiki?
Kuchiki, I think, is closer to what they say.
Fortunately, he was joined by his friends. Here's where it gets real sketchy.
Yeah.
Orihime Inoue.
Yep.
Inoue.
Perfect. Well done. Orihime is how they pronounce
Orihime.
It.
Orihime.
Yeah.
Yasutora Sato. And
Sato.
Uryu Ishida.
Yeah. Yeah. Uryu is supposed to be like Hispanic or something. Or Spanish.
See, Japanese names, it's the thing that as long as you pronounce every letter,
yeah,
then it pretty
you can,
much...
You can kind of get it.
You can get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people will understand you at least. Orihime Inoue.
It is one of those animes where the main character just gets more and more powerful. Like, they keep trying.
I got a chunk.
Oh, you got a chunk. Fantastic. Super coconutty.
I wasn't expecting a chunk at that point, but I got a chunk.
I figured they were floating at the bottom. But the main character gets...
Just what you want to see at the bottom of a spider.
Right.
Milky, like, chunky stuff.
Very much alien.
Yes. So Bleach is apparently on that list.
Yeah.
Fire Force?
Fire Force is fantastic. I don't know if it's necessarily a foundational one.
But it's certainly a standout, if not for appearances, but for sound design.
Oh, I didn't think about that. The animation is really good. Everybody... Not everybody, but people in this world have fire-based powers. Everything is based...
Pyromancy, effectively.
Everything is based on pyromancy, and they're very creative with the things they come up with.
Okay.
That they somehow are able to relate to this ability to control heat. So, it's definitely worth watching.
Animation's fantastic, but like what always stood out to me when I watched it was the sound design.
I don't pay much attention to that, but...
Now, you watch it with your headsets on, right?
I watch it headsets or headset sound. So.
Straight into your brain.
Well, there's lots of explosions and you know, fire getting large. So, yeah, there's
right,
certainly...
I'm opening my other...
Well,
my other
drink. Oh, is the... Do you want me to go wash the bottle for the glass for you real quick?
No, this works well with the next one.
Oh, you got the can.
Bubble tea.
Okay.
Yeah. Honeydew. Honeydew bubble tea.
Hope you're ready for more chunks.
Bye. Yes.
These are the good chunks.
These are the good chunks.
These are the delicious, chewy, sweet chunks.
But you gotta pour it. Glug, 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 glug.
Yeah, the can. They have the little tiny chunks. Little tiny tapioca pearls.
And they come in late.
Yeah, there's some in there. I saw some of them coming out.
Yeah.
Talk about spider eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been too much concentrating on the tapioca pearls and would have overflowed the glass.
Yes.
That's just me.
So Spice and Wolf next?
Spice and Wolf. I'm not actually watching any Spice and Wolf.
Paslo's small town used to hold Holo, a mighty wolf deity, in high regard for her annual harvest blessing.
Sounds is this a movie?
No, it was a It was an anime. It was a series. I think there was a movie, though, maybe? I haven't watched it.
Well, there's a black wolves are prominent. There's wolf, the Wolf Children and some various
other They're remaking things. This, actually.
Spice and Wolf?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Might be one to wait for the remake, then. Unless it's Anne Rice's Spice and Wolf.
Yeah. Who needs that? Chunks, come on out.
Come on, get. I want all of the tapioca
They
pearls.
Should make this with, like, a bigger opening. You know, like, yeah, the big mouth.
Well, they make them with the bigger straws, so, yeah. When you get them from the boba places.
Great audio. All right, next boy. Next one.
All the boba.
I think I got all the boba. All
right.
The next one is Ya Boy Kongming. Kongming? Ya Boy Kongming?
Ya Boy Kongming.
It's a reverse isekai centered around a Chinese general.
You're just making up that word. It's totally just
So what,
up.
He gets transported into our world?
He dies, wakes up in the modern day, and becomes obsessed with the music industry, the modern music industry.
All right. Gotcha.
This sounds absolutely ridiculous.
It is. And it does nothing to hide the fact that it's absolutely ridiculous.
All right. We're going to skip that one. Ya Boy Kongming.
Yeah, that was not going to be on the list anyway.
Next, Monster.
Monsters are
well-known. Charlize Theron
did
a fantastic
was really good
job
in this,
that movie.
But I've not ever watched Monsters. Is that about gangsters?
Maybe?
Sort of.
I think so.
Doctor?
It's on Netflix, actually.
Yeah. Is it one you've not watched either?
I started watching it on a flight recently, but I never got the chance to finish it because I was on the free internet and I had 20 minutes.
I think I've looked at that to watch. I think it's about gangsters, but I'm not sure.
All right, I can read some of this if you'd like.
Yeah.
Dr. Kenzu Tenma, an esteemed neurosurgeon engaged to the daughter of his hospital director, is on track to advance his career. However, his life changes after receiving a call from the hospital director instructing him to abandon his current surgery and perform brain surgery on a famous performer. Although his superiors cheer him on, a poor immigrant worker dies due to the switch, causing Dr. Tenma to question his moral compass. When faced with a similar situation, Dr. Tenma chooses to perform surgery on John Liebert instead of the town's mayor. This decision has negative consequences for him, including a loss of social standing. And it keeps going.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would watch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's some slice of life shit right there.
No,
but
it's really not.
It's, okay.
That's a weird thing. It's like some of these things, I'm like, Fire Force, I just saw was about firefighters. I was like, I'm not interested in it.
Finish reading the description of Monster.
All right. Okay, yet Dr. Tenma's standing is restored after the hospital director and two doctors die under strange circumstances. Despite his release for lack of evidence to convict him, Dr. Tenma suffers the consequences of his choice and eventually becomes hospital director. 9 years later, Dr. Tenma saves the life of a criminal who brings back his past. He once again confronts the monster he had operated on and realizes he needs to make amends for the chaos caused by his decision. His pursuit of redemption becomes his new mission.
So the second person he does its surgery on is a serial killer or shit like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's Monster, but it's got an exclamation point.
I gotcha. Let's not forget the exclamation point.
Eden of the East?
Yes.
Is this good?
I saw this a million years ago. I don't really even remember it. Eden of the East. So, no, that's not going to be on the list, but...
I do like a melony, like, milky drink.
Yeah, why not?
So good.
So sugary.
With balls at the bottom.
Yeah. Chocolate balls.
You got some balls in my drink.
Yep.
Last Exile?
Don't know that one.
Last Exile, I started watching this when I put it on the list. Mm-hmm. It's been fantastic.
You do like your flying stuff, though.
It's a, like, sort of steampunk... sky travel equivalent to Star Blazers almost.
Okay.
Like it's basically it's a pair of kids who like their father died and they took over his courier business.
Oh, okay.
And through a series of like mysterious deliveries that they undertake, they end up on this basically. Not quite a mercenary ship, but like a renegade battleship that's going through all the motions of trying to find these ancient relics in order to accomplish their mysterious goal.
Ah.
Is the easiest way I can put it.
Yeah. Next time you send me a list, you got to tell me how many episodes there are in certain things.
This was Last Exile. Has like 20 episodes, I think. Mm. It's not nearly as convoluted as some of the other shows.
Are they 5 minutes each?
So maybe I can watch it.
I might watch that.
Yeah.
The last one, Morbito: Guardian of the Spirit.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Spirit Warrior. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So that's got fantastic animation in it. And she's a badass, so.
All right. Yeah. All right, so those are the ones that Finn sent me.
Once again, Morbido was worth watching. I wouldn't call it foundational, but it's gorgeously done and a really good story. So that's cool. Out of all of these, maybe Trigun. Akira, obviously, but he's already seen that. Bleach.
So wait a minute.
Fire Force, maybe.
So you're not making a list of like the best. You're saying the ones that I need to watch is the list you're making. All right.
But here,
so any ones that I've already seen, just by that fact, they're not on this list.
Right.
All right. Yay.
Now,
so here, I get no credit for the limited experience I have with anime.
Sure, you get credit. You don't have to watch them again. So here are the top 20 according to the Gurgle notes. And you'll know all of these, Finn. So One Piece.
I've heard of that.
Yep, Attack on Titan.
I've heard of that.
Yep.
Hunter, I know things.
Hunter.
Oh, all right.
There's excellent. An X in there.
They got the silent X in there.
Exactly. That one's, I believe that
was.
Did
you need it? Did you know this, that you're not supposed to pronounce the X in these things?
No, I didn't.
Spy Family is just Spy Family, not Spy X Family. Although I insist on putting the X in there, because why would you put an X if you don't want me to say an X?
It's just a placeholder for a space.
Yeah. My brother-in-law is a big fan of Hunter. But I always say Hunter X Hunter.
Of the three that you've... four that you've mentioned so far?
That was three.
Three?
Yep.
I've not watched any of them.
You've not watched any of One Piece or any of Attack on Titan?
Well, okay, I watched some of Attack on Titan, but it just kept escalating so much so quickly that I was just like, there's no stakes anymore. It just keeps getting...
Oh, no, there were stakes.
Well, no, but the it's a problem I've always had with some TV shows where they... And Supernatural was a big one for me with this, is the stakes just keep getting bigger and bigger because they need to outdo what they did before.
Right.
And it stops feeling like stakes. It feels like they're just going through the motions again and again.
Hmm. Well, I will tell you, as someone who's watched most of Attack on Titan, I watched part of the final season, but it escalates to an appropriate sort of storyline. Like, you start to see what's going on here.
Yeah.
So the mystery is unraveled. But I appreciate what you're saying. It's almost like Game of Thrones in that there are so many characters.
Yeah.
And the world becomes so large and brings in other places and stuff. It gets to be a bit... It gets to be a lot. Just remembering the names becomes impossible.
That's how I felt the first time I watched MASH.
One that I forgot to bring up is Cabinary of the Iron Fortress. I don't know if you saw any of that.
Yeah. We watched the whole first season of that one. They got two or three, four seasons now. That's a zombie...
Okay.
Thing, yeah. And the Iron Fortress.
You're bringing together all of my favorite things.
Steampunk zombies.
Are there horses?
On a battle train.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. It's fun.
Yeah. It's fun.
The main character gets bit in the first episode, but stops the zombie virus from taking him over by putting a harness on himself and choking it. Like
cuts off the
blood flow to his brain so that he can stop the virus. So he's half Cabinary. So he's got some powers.
It's basically just like sheer chance. He's been bit. He's stumbling around his workshop. And he's like, I'm gonna die, and so he's like, I'm gonna die. So I might as well just go for it. And straps like an iron collar around his neck and just chokes himself to cut off the blood flow.
Right.
And somehow, through pure chance, he comes away with all of the benefits and none of the downsides, except for the
zombie virus keeps him alive, despite this, but it doesn't get to his brain, so he still is.
So does he always have this thing on his neck?
I think so, yeah. He always works.
I mean, like, I think he loosens it, but...
Maybe. It's been a long time since we watched it, but yeah, that's a cool one. But once again, it's you know, just another one that's cool in the pantheon of animes. It's not necessarily
yes.
one
that, I hear
that you
a
need
lot
to...
of them.
It's not a super standout. It never got super popular, but it was well done for what it was.
It's these ones... I'm looking more for ones that, if you were to go to an anime convention, you could talk to anybody and they would know what you were talking about. Like
okay.
You, if you talked about Cabinary of the Iron Fortress...
Like Booster
people,
Gold.
Some, a lot of... Some people would... Exactly like Booster Gold. Yeah. So next, Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer, another one I could never get into. I just, there was so much screaming and so much crying in the first, like, three episodes. I was just like, am
yeah.
I ever going to get anything else?
Once you get past the first three episodes, once he finally becomes a Demon Slayer, it certainly livens up a lot. Full Metal Alchemist, which you've seen some of, Death Note.
So does that, wait a minute, because I've not seen all of Full Metal Alchemist. Does this mean that it's not on the list because I've seen some of it? Or
yeah,
do
so
I have to have completed it?
This is all about what I should introduce you to.
Okay.
This is not completionism.
Yeah.
This
no, no, no,
is
I
expanding
see.
Your horizons.
Yeah. You've seen enough of Full
yeah.
Metal Alchemist that if anybody were to come up to you and talk about it, you'd,
yeah.
you'd say what you said. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
The guy in the suit of armor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like knowing enough judo to get your ass kicked in
yeah, yeah.
the alley.
No, you don't know much about it. But so Death Note.
Death Note's the... It's the edgy kid of the anime family,
yeah, yeah.
I think.
All right,
it's,
what's Death Note about?
Death Note
sounds familiar.
It's a guy who gets this notebook that if he writes someone's name in it,
they die.
Yeah.
And
well, yes,
instead of doing anything sensible with it, he goes on a revenge spree, is what I remember.
Well, no, he sets himself up as the arbiter of justice.
Mm.
So he starts killing people who he considers to be bad, like evil people, gangsters.
Good.
Bad. Yeah, but obviously the police can't have this, and
yeah.
so they start looking for him. So he.
How do they know it's him?
They don't know it's him. They don't know who it is.
Oh, they just know
but
that somebody's.
But they bring in this super detective kid,
yeah.
he's a weird kid, very sort of goth, and the anime becomes sort of a mental duel between the two of them. Him trying to figure out who this and he.
It's almost a Sherlock versus what's
Moriarty.
His name?
Moriarty.
Yeah.
Does this does the guy with the Death Note know the?
He meets him. Yeah.
All right. So I'm not quite sure why he doesn't just write his name. What's the?
Well,
because
he's not done any. He only kills bad people. He doesn't just kill people randomly. There's a certain. It's almost
people
a,
can justify a lot of things.
Yeah, but he's not that way.
By stopping me, you're stopping me from doing what's right. So thus, it makes you a bad
he's
person.
The interesting thing about it, I actually picked up the manga to read, is that they go through these sort of mental gymnastics of trying to determine what the morality of all the whole situation is. They don't. It's not just a straight adventure thing. It's a very cerebral anime.
Okay.
So you know, between the detective. Trying to figure out what his motivation is and
yeah.
who he might be, and him trying to use the Death Note, and not you know,
yeah.
in a essentially a what's the word a logically moral sort of way.
Okay.
At least as far as I mean, he's still killing people.
Sure.
But you know.
Well, all he's doing is writing. He's not.
Yeah. But
sounds bussin.
Bussin. Yeah, it does sound bussin. One of the characters is the Shinigami that let's quote-unquote accidentally drop the Death Note where he could find it.
Mm.
It's pretty clear he didn't accidentally drop
it. So is this a book like that he writes in, or is it a piece
yeah.
of paper?
It's like a notebook.
Yep.
So
it says
all
Death
of these
Note
names
on.
Are in there, though, right?
I don't know if they...
I think they fade away after he writes them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would be sketchy as all get out. Like, somebody finds that, and it's got a list of people who've been dead in it.
I didn't
like,
read
killed
the
them.
What happens if you write your own name?
I think somebody that does happen later in it. But
What happens if you write your own name in it?
There's all these rules about how you can use it. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, there was a very interesting and cool...
Yeah.
Anime.
Another
sounds like
manga,
he wants to catch
anime.
These hands.
Another honorable mention that I want to bring up, and I won't recommend you watch this because it's.
I think you're trying to catch these hands over there, man.
It's frankly, honestly, pretty horrific. Berserk.
Yeah, Berserk is
what's Berserk?
Berserk is a sword and sorcery about this warrior. He has a giant sword.
A cursed warrior with If I remember correctly, it's described as more a sharpened slab of iron
yeah, yeah.
than anything else.
Okay.
That is basically just going around and...
He joins this mercenary band who has
yeah.
this very charismatic leader, and then you come to find out, and this is me giving it all away,
mm.
Because there's a three movie arc. This happens in the second movie, and then there's still another movie, and then it's like there's series where it's kind of a revenge play. Like he's
the leader of this mercenary band, and I think part of the mercenary band with him are basically trying to achieve. I think it's pronounced apothesis, ascendance to godhood, effectively.
Yeah,
apotheosis. That could be it.
I don't know how specifically it's pronounced.
Let's see.
But basically, the guy ends up cursed, and he's to be hunted by demons for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
and he's going around in this attempt to take revenge on the mercenaries that betrayed him. Effectively.
Yeah.
Is this how you spell it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the apotheosis. That's the highest point in the development of something, culmination or climax.
Okay.
But here's how Google pronounces it.
Apotheosis.
Yeah, okay.
Now that. Well, but this,
it just proves my point. Google is always right.
The mercenary was trying to find a way to call forth the sort of the gods of chaos and be granted the power to be one of them.
Okay.
And he succeeds in this.
Hmm.
And then he does some fucked up shit. So...
Oh, I like fucked up shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's a hard.
Sounds
version.
Dank.
Yes, dank. It's just a regular old word, man. You were definitely trying to catch these hands. Over there.
It's definitely not chuggy.
No, it's not chuggy. I was gonna say your coconut milk makes you bougie.
It does make me kind of bougie.
Yeah,
I'm getting everybody into it. You got to start saying some stuff.
No,
That's it's cringe.
Because once you say. Once you say it, it's no longer cool anymore. So Death
That's
Note,
not very based of you.
Yeah.
No
of course
cap.
Not.
No cap.
My Hero Academia, which you've watched some of, Dragon Ball Z.
I've watched most of My Hero Academia.
Have you seen any of Dragon Ball Z?
Explain it to me.
Well,
Dragon Ball Z is a classic.
Yeah, that's a more of an older style, but it's still one of the most popular animes. Like One Piece.
Is this the one where the guy fights the other guy?
It is de facto the most popular anime in South America.
Yeah, yeah.
Why de facto?
Like everyone knows Dragon Ball. Everyone loves Dragon Ball in South America. I have no idea why.
I bet they slide into the DMs.
The Dragon Ball Z's DMs. Yeah,
that's right.
You know that one, though. You've heard that one before.
The creator of Dragon Ball, actually, he died recently.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I heard about that.
It became an impromptu day of mourning in South America. Like,
well, it was funny because I was watching One Piece for a while, and then I stopped. And then when I tried to watch it again on Crunchyroll, back when Crunchyroll was just online and not a streaming thing, I couldn't watch it because... majority of them that were available for me to watch were only in Portuguese.
Oh, it gives you a reason to
yeah.
Duolingo.
I gotta learn my Portuguese.
Yeah.
So Naruto, Jujutsu Kaisen.
I've heard good things about Jujutsu Kaisen, but I never watched any of it.
Yeah, I watched all of that. It's been out. I'm waiting for the second season. Vinland Saga, which I've not watched any of, but...
Again, heard good things about having... I watched, the first episode.
It's about
it seems
Vikings.
Like this might be a list that you need to watch, Finn.
Yep. Code Geass. Which I've also heard of but not watched.
Code Geass was interesting.
Was it?
It was... It sort of crept into edgy territory because the main characters saw themselves as, like, an all-seeing chess master and was basically trying... He was... I think he was succeeding. I don't really remember. But he was basically trying to play both sides of a civil war against each other so that he could come out on top.
I see. It's all strategery. It's a strategery anime. Mob Psycho 100. That's
another
cool one.
Again, heard good things, never watched.
The art style is a little weird, but when they get into the this is a kid with psychic powers.
Okay.
And he's overpowered, but when he gets into it with other psychic people and there's a big throwdown, the animation is very cool.
Are these in order? Are they did they put this list in a particular
order? I don't think it's in any
order.
I think this is just the top 20 most popular animes.
Hmm.
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I've heard of
which I've told you about. That's of all of the ones you should watch in regard to giant mechs, that's the one to watch.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
There's some questionable things that happen in there.
How's their drip?
Something you need? something you need, Bertie?
Mom was asking if you had any mugs.
She's looking for her e-boy.
In there, yes. It should be on my desk.
What does that one even mean, e-boy?
An e-boy is a boy who has an emo style and they express themselves on the internet. You find any e-boys in there, Verity?
Run, Verity, while your sanity lasts.
Yeah.
Stop being so extra. I'm
it's
going in
like
order.
It's this now, what I wish I were better at crying on command.
It's absolutely amazing how well these in alphabetical order have worked.
Titso Schnein, brew.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. Steins Gate, I've not watched any Steins Gate.
I've not heard of, well, I've heard of Steins Gate, but I haven't heard enough about it to give any judgment.
Okay. Haikyuu. Of course, you know about Haikyuu.
Haikyuu is the volleyball one, right?
The volleyball one, right?
Yeah.
One Punch Man?
I watched some Haikyuu. You can't put that on that list. I watched at least a few minutes of Haikyuu.
Haikyuu wasn't going to be on that list.
Yeah, that's a niche thing. I find that the sports animes, some are very popular. Prince of Tennis.
It's a toss-up.
Yeah. But they're kind of niche.
And not in the sports way.
Yeah, yeah.
I would go back for some more One Punch Man, though.
Yes. Well, One Punch Man.
I'm finna go back to One Punch Man.
One Punch Man was next on the list. Then Bleach.
Okay.
Then Cyberpunk Edge Runners.
Okay.
Which was a Netflix.
I started watching Edge Runners, and the animation was fantastic. And unfortunately, I had the ending spoiled for me, and I could just never motivate myself to actually finish it.
Yeah, I watched that. It was very cool. Baccano, which I've heard of and never watched.
Never heard of it.
Berserk's in here. Fooly Cooly, you absolutely have to see some of.
You have to actually see
all of Fooly Cooly. There's only like 6 episodes. It's a very short. Right,
I'm checking to see.
Finn's thinking about trying
to take my phone so I don't talk about how high key things are. And
yep.
I am taking your
Stop
phone.
Stop it.
It's going to my pocket.
You better give me my phone back. That's the only thing that's keeping me going in this conversation. How do you spell Fooly Cooly?
It's a FLCL.
And Monster was the last one, which once again I've not seen any of.
Can you extend the list to see what's beyond that?
No, that was all. That's the 20.
Mm. Fooly Cooly, yeah. Why do they call it Fooly Cooly?
There is really no one. I don't think anyone has any idea. It's just. Yeah.
Just someone decided on that, and that's what it was.
Yep.
6 episodes.
Right. So it's infinitely watchable.
Yeah.
I'll introduce you to a couple of episodes, but
listen, I'm not averse to going and taking like a week to watch something that has six episodes.
Once again, it's.
I got into Chicken Nugget. Come on, who would have thought Chicken
it's
Nugget?
It's 6 half-hour episodes. Yeah. Short, so it's 3 hours long.
I could do those in 15-minute chunks, no problem.
That's right. Well. Of these,
who's got the best drip?
I'm going to go with Evangelion, just because they've got the most giant drip.
Now, Finn, you got rid of my page.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I did not actually, I thought I had turned your phone off, but apparently not. What about Dr. Stone as another option?
Yeah, Dr. Stone is a good one, yeah. All right.
The forbidden option is Ghost Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yeah. Is that an anime?
It is, yes. The voice acting budget ran out halfway through, and so they were just like, well, I mean, we're not getting paid to do this anymore, so if you want to finish it, go and say whatever the hell you want. And it turned out into the most, like, racist, ridiculous comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't watched any of it, but I've heard that it's not for the faint of heart, from what I've heard.
Oh, Finn, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. You got rid of my list. I was halfway through the
list.
Just
Google it again.
I just tried. I can't. It's not coming up.
Even using the exact same result, exact same search?
This is the opposite of Slay.
Indeed. I would have to agree with you on that.
Absolutely.
What does slay mean? No, I know what slay means.
New slang for kids. It was the first link.
Okay.
Man, you suck. All right,
Chainsaw Man, obviously, is another one.
I never watched any Chainsaw Man.
Well,
that's one of the
current, like, super popular ones.
Yeah.
I mean,
so what's the expectation?
Freerun really took off when it started showing.
Oh, was it?
Frieuwen, Beyond Journey's End. It was literally the
There was some celebrity I saw in an interview, and they mentioned that she was very into anime, and they're like, "What's your favorite?" And she's like, "Well, currently I'm very into that one."
It's basically a mixture of a drama and adventure.
Adventure.
Basically, it comes down to
Advinma.
Like it plays off of the bog standard fantasy trope of like an adventuring party goes off to defeat the demon king.
Yeah.
But they've already won.
Now,
and
before you go on, sir, I'm sorry. You say a bog
standard.
Now I understand like British people will say things like bog standard as like it's just the regular. But I don't know. I'm so into the kid slang now. I'm trying to figure out if I missed something.
No, you got it.
Yeah. Okay.
What, you're leaving all your balls in your cup?
For a moment.
Yeah.
It's a very common trope with modern anime, at least fantasy anime, is to have like the either major conflict or a background conflict centered around adventurers versus the demon king, that kind of thing. But like they've already won, and they're like, well, I guess we can go home now.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary character is an elf, a mage. And she effectively is immortal. Like, she doesn't age. And so she goes off and she keeps just wandering around collecting spells, as is her habit. And time passes and she comes back to visit all of her friends. And they're, like, on their deathbeds.
Sure.
They've, like, as they're dying of old age.
With people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what the fuck? And so it basically, the story revolves around her coming to terms with the mortality of the people around her, and then effectively like taking on their successors and like teaching them on the road.
Did you break down in this show? Show too?
This is Farinan or what?
Frieren.
Okay. Maybe. Don't eat them all at once, man.
Enjoying your spider eggs?
I'm going to choke on them. Well, I think out of the list, you've seen a fair amount, surprisingly, but I would say Bleach.
But here's the thing. What's the expectation? Like, just one episode? Like what are we doing here?
A couple episodes.
First two or three, I'd say.
No, actually, I wouldn't. Like, so Jujutsu Kaisen, I would get you to watch the first two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're good, and they set it up, and there's only one season, so that's really all you need.
Okay.
On Naruto, I wouldn't even have you watch any of the first season. I would cherry pick.
Okay.
I might show you the final battle between Naruto and Sasuke when he tries to leave the village, and I'd give you the basic premise, but mostly just want to show you what it can do, some of the more exciting things that go on.
If I have a list, I'll do a list. Sure.
Okay. But I'll let you pick two of these because we're going to watch Yellow Line next week. That'll be our movie.
Yellow Line does not make the list, though?
Yellow Line is just a movie. It's not an anime as far as that goes. And it's one that's frequently bought up. It's about racing. But like science fiction space racing. It's not. It's not like a sports anime. All
right.
And I watched it last year. It's
bonkers.
It's bonkers. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. So, I love bonkers.
But out of these, I'll let you pick two, and then I'll try and cherry pick episodes and see what might give you a good taste of it.
Okay.
Bleach, One Piece, Demon Slayer, Naruto, or Jujutsu Kaisen.
All right,
Or Fooly Cooly. Actually, I'm going to say Fooly Cooly we're going to do, so I'll let you pick one of those other ones.
No, I'll just do Fooly Cooly on my own.
Are you sure?
If it's 3 hours, that's fine.
Yeah,
I got some time off.
Yeah.
When I retire. I would go with Bleach.
Okay.
Because everybody talks about Bleach being so fantastic.
Mm.
And what were they again?
One Piece, Demon Slayer, Naruto, Jujutsu Kaisen.
All right, it's a toss-up between Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen. You tell me which one you prefer.
One thing I'll say on this is Demon Slayer is another sort of swords and sorcery, and Bleach also fits into that same sort of niche.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about Jujutsu Kaisen, though.
No, Jujutsu Kaisen they're essentially referred to as sorcerers. They use cursed energy to They each have
so
a certain
you're
set.
Choosing all of the swords and sorcery ones.
Well, these are the most popular ones. I mean,
How about Fire Force? I could watch some Fire Force.
I don't mind Fire Force.
Fire Force would be a good choice.
Okay.
How many episodes of Fire Force are there?
There's only one season of Fire Force.
I thought there were two seasons.
Yeah, you're right. There are two seasons. Yep.
All right, let me pull this up, Fire Force. Are these things that are easy
to
get to?
Fire Force is one where you can just watch the first episodes and kind of get it. There's some cool stuff. And there's Bleach is one where, once again, I don't think I'd have you watch any of the first season. That's all set up. And it's not really as cool.
I mean, the introductions of the characters, it's like I think as far as anime goes, it's a solid first season.
Yeah, it's just kind of boring.
Yeah, there's 48 episodes of Fire Force.
Yeah,
I can't imagine watching 48 episodes.
Yeah, you don't need to.
First episodes of Fire Force are a good intro. Bleach, again, you can cherry pick.
Mm-hmm.
Fooly Cooly, I've never seen. Fooly Cooly.
Yeah, watch all of it.
Yeah, it's why don't you watch with your son? It's worth watching. Fooly Cooly.
Well, I mean,
he's got to work.
How much longer is this going to go on? Because you said we were going to watch some more Clone Wars today.
Yeah, we're almost done.
May the 4th.
We're about to wrap it up.
Yeah, it is May 4th, or it will have been May 4th. yeah, you guys make me a list of the things you want me to watch. I'll suck it up and I'll do it.
Okay.
Sure.
But to actually answer your question about accessibility, it's a toss up, honestly, because a lot of stuff. Crunchyroll and Funimation, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Merged. And Crunchyroll put everything behind a paywall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
I don't want another.
A lot of this stuff is available on Hulu and Netflix and various other things.
Like Bleach is available on Netflix, I know that much. Or at least it was. I'm not sure if it still is.
Let's see.
The current season is on Hulu, but I don't know what about the rest of the seasons. There's One Piece. One Piece is on Netflix.
One Piece will be on Netflix.
Bleach looks like it might be.
Fire Force? I have no idea.
That may only be available on Crunchyroll, but I have Crunchyroll, so.
Bleach apparently is on. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
But it's a movie.
No. Is that the live action movie?
It looks like it. Yeah.
Don't watch that. That's awful.
It was okay.
It
wasn't great, but it was okay.
I mean, as is the trend when it comes to live action anime adaptions.
I heard Death Note was pretty terrible.
I gotta pull up My Hero Academia.
The Star Blazers adaptation was pretty terrible as well.
Oh, I didn't even know they did a Star Blazers adaptation.
The only upside to it was
Battleship Yamamoto. Yeah. I have that actually on DVD. I actually didn't think that was okay. Acting was cheesy as all get out.
The only highlight of it for me, at least, was the actual space battles. The animation for that was fantastic.
Yeah.
How about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Very popular. That's a huge one.
You'd have to ask Verity about that because she's watched
place,
that.
Man, it's all over the place.
I mean,
I'm surprised Avatar's not on there anymore, on that list.
That's not really counted as anime. That's American.
Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yeah,
I would say that's anime.
They didn't do. It's not from a Japanese studio.
No, there was no Studio Ghibli stuff on there either.
Well, none of those are. Series.
Those are
old
movies.
Yeah,
I see.
And you've seen one or two of those. We went and saw one.
Of course, yeah. I like them.
Boy and the Heron.
Yeah.
No, he's watched a bunch, most of them probably, but
no,
they don't.
I watched a few of them.
We're talking exclusively about series here in this conversation.
Well, make me a list. Yep. Make me a list, and we'll get it all taken care of. All right. Any other stuff that you're going to force me to watch?
Oh, any number of things, but we're not going to talk about that now.
Oh my God! Fucking
wrap
it all up.
Man,
I do like that one.
She wants us to wrap that up. Hardcore.
She heard that and she's like, is that how I sound? I said, you were playing it off.
Yeah, don't get upset. It's all right.
All right, well, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been Doink.
And I've been Doink.
And we've got Mini Doink.
I'm taller than you these days.
Still, I'll take you out at the knees.
Junior. That's if your knees last long enough to get to my knees.
Well, you're Doink, so it's Doink Junior. It's Doink the Doink.
Doink the Junior. Doink the Second.
You guys are weird.